Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You are a terrible listener. Has anyone ever told you that before? We've all heard it at some point. Often from the very people who know us best.
Am I a good listener?
This is me. I'm talking to my husband, Mark. And yeah, he's pausing this long before answering.
It depends.
But we are going to change all that. For you. For me. For Mark. This is Only Human from WNYC. I'm Mary Harris, and this week we're helping you become a better listener with our Listen Up Bootcamp. Every day this week, we'll have a new podcast and a challenge for you, each focused on a different aspect of listening. And it all starts today.
Can you hear me?
Just listen for a second.
Hey, listen.
Hey, shh.
Listen up.
One more thing. There's a little bit of swearing in this episode. Here's the good news. If you're a terrible listener, it might not be completely your fault. It turns out our brains can process information really fast, 400 words a minute. But most of us only speak at 125 words a minute. Which means when people are talking to us, our minds are constantly searching around for something new to pay attention to. And that's why we called in an expert to help us figure out how to listen better. So I want to make sure I'm pronouncing your name right. Is it Beatrice de Gelder?
That's perfect.
Should I call you professor or doctor?
Professor de Gelder is perfectly all right. I've been that for quite a while, so.
Professor Beatrice de Gelder studies emotion and cognition at Maastricht University in the Netherlands.
Listening is a whole lot more complicated than knowing language. What happens in your brain when you're listening is very, very happens at very many levels and in very many different areas of your brain. We used to think of the auditory cortex, but the whole brain has to contribute to coming up with a decoding of the message.
It makes sense, right? When you're listening, you're not just hearing. You have to read gestures, tone, facial expressions. De Gelder says, without all that context, meaning can become ambiguous. Think about the phrase, oh my dear.
You can say, oh my dear, when you're very irritated by somebody. You can say, oh my dear, when you're impatient. You can occasionally say, oh my dear, when you care about somebody. But the words are the same. Understanding them is like a whole different ballgame.
So if we want to be better listeners, we have to start by talking to each other in person. The more we text, tweet, email, the less likely we are to understand each other. And that brings us to our day one challenge. We're calling it face-to-face.
I heard this really great quote that is, the beautiful thing about the internet is everyone has a voice, and the terrible thing about the internet is everyone has a voice. And it just sums up my life.
That's Francesca Ramsey. She makes comedy videos about race and pop culture. She's probably best known for one she made that went viral a few years back. It's called Shit White Girls Say to Black Girls.
My best friend was black. I mean, she's still black. Oh, we're not really friends anymore.
Oh my God, I'm practically black. Twinsies!
Francesca Ramsey has mastered the art of getting us to focus on serious subjects by making us laugh. But when it's her turn to listen...
I mean, I make internet videos. Hello. Like, I love seeing and hearing myself talk, clearly. So actually listening to what someone else has to say... that's not something that I think that we're really used to or good at.
Do you feel like you're getting better at it?
For me, I think I've made an effort to be better at it because I've asked my audience to be better at it. And I feel like it would be really hypocritical of me to encourage my audience to be more conscious about the way that they speak and behave if I'm not the same, if I don't try to do the same myself.
And maybe we're kind of getting worse at it since we're online all the time.
Absolutely. Especially because social media is all like, here's what I'm doing. Here's what I'm eating. Here's what I'm thinking. Here's where I'm walking. Here's like what I'm wearing. Like every single thing online is about like me, 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 rather than an actual conversation.
But getting offline to have those conversations can be hard.
I know the thing that I struggle with the most is unplugging, especially because my work is online and so much entertainment and leisure is online. So it's hard to balance the two. But someone said to me, you know, if the end of the world happens, like you're not going to get an email about it. And I was like, that's so true.
So today, if someone emails, texts, or tweets at you with something important, give them a call and have a conversation. Or better yet, talk to them in person. See how many offline exchanges you can have in one day. Let us know how it goes. Give us a call at 803-820-WNYC. Or you can send us a voice memo to onlyhuman@wnyc.org. Tomorrow morning, we'll be back with day two of Listen Up, when an actor from the musical Hamilton shows us how reading body language can help us understand people. I'm Mary Harris, and this is Only Human.
Support for WNYC's health coverage and Only Human is provided by the Tarina Endowment Fund, the Hearst Foundations, Jane and Gerald Catcher, the Iris and Junming Lee Foundation, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, the Simons Foundation, the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, and the Winston Foundation.